Cor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Martin. How are you doing?
I'm awfully well. I suspect the weather's finer where you are than where I am right now.
Well, we had a great big storm last night, but actually we needed it because this place has been, you know, just unbelievably hot. So it sort of cleared the weather, which was nice.
Ah, that's good. Well, you're in sunny Madrid, and presumably after the storm, there's a calm, and it's all lovely.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Ah, that's good. Listen, it's lovely to hear your voice. First things first, this CD, how did you get involved with the Paddy Kavanagh Almost Everything CD? How did that happen?
Well, they asked me to do it.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I love a challenge and I, you know, enjoy Kavanagh. And this poem that I've done, A Christmas Childhood, is particularly beautiful and, you know, sort of transports you right back to your own childhood and the wonderment of Christmas, you know. So it's very, very beautiful and sort of brings you right into, you know, deep Ireland, which is very, very, very beautiful.
It really is. It's a gorgeous piece, and I remember it from years ago. Of course, I just realised something. I should be referring to you as Dr. Cor, shouldn't I?
Oh my gosh.
I should be though, shouldn't I? If I was any youth, I would give you the old moniker.
You know, I forgot. I should make people do that.
Trust me, I'm a doctor. Oh, you should do that. Yeah, because you are a doctor. And and I presume this week of weeks, because of the honor that was paid to you by Queen Elizabeth, I'm sure you had a little twinge this week.
Well, yes, I mean, you know, what an incredible woman. And, you know, she, I think, had an endurance like no other.
Yeah.
Very, very strong spirit in that woman. Basically, she went through everything. And we were very, very honoured to receive the MBEs, you know, super honoured. And we played at her Jubilee as well and met
That's
her.
Right, you did. But you met her at the Jubilee, did you?
Yes, we did. Yeah. We met her in Buckingham Palace.
But because you're from Dundalk, were you able to get the MBE, the honorary MBEs, directly from her, or do you have to go to the embassy? How did that work?
No, we had to go to the embassy.
Ah, right. Okay.
We received it from the ambassador at the time.
Yeah.
We didn't receive them personally from the Queen.
And over in Madrid now, Sharon Cor, would you have your MBE displayed beside your doctorate? Would you have all that on the all out for people to see when they come in?
I'm not really that type of person.
You were on one streak with me, and I know what you're like, and this isn't you at all. But it must be great to have all these lovely honours. It must be a great moment for you.
It actually is lovely, and it's nice that you're reminding me of it, you know.
Yeah.
Because we did do a lot, and sometimes you tend to forget just in the sort of day to day and school runs and doing other music and albums and different things. You forget to, you know, take it in sometimes, you know.
Well, you see, you're living a life, you're doing what you do, and it's all part and parcel of what we all do in a given day. And it passes you by sometimes. And sometimes you need to sit down and go, hang on a second, I've got to write all this down. Actually, you don't mind while you're here if we give a little play to My Lag and Love. I love, with the great Bryn Terfel, I love what you did with that. I just love your playing it. You don't mind if I give a little play? You'll get a few bob, apparently, if I play it.
No, great.
Yeah, pleasure.
Like a love sick land and she
There it is. That's My Lag and Love, Bryn Terfel with Sharon Corr. By the way, the choosing of this, you realise now, because this CD is probably going to be an enormous success, that because you chose the Christmas one, you know, the Christmas Childhood, you'll be on the radio every year now, ad infinitum.
Well, that's fantastic.
Christmas.
I also hadn't thought of that.
Yes. You see. Yeah, you super. See. Bono comes out and he does on Raglan Road, and everyone say that's great and it's lovely, and then it'll be put away. But every Christmas, you'll be included on all the radio shows.
I'm very happy about that.
Well, I didn't want to get your, you know, you'd be looking for another doctorate now or something, but you know. Do you think that this could, I mean, are there too many people involved for the possibility of this ever to be a live show? Or is it too much of an undertaking, do you think? Too many names?
I don't think there are too many names, really.
But to get them all together, you know.
I think, you know, if you balance a show properly, people shouldn't feel it too lengthy. You know what I mean? It's about the arc of a show when you do that.
True.
I don't know, or selected artists from it, you know. Yeah, sure, it's a possibility, and what a lovely thing to do. It's a lovely idea.
Did you play on it, or is it just your reading of the poem?
It's just my reading of the poem.
Ah, all right. Yeah, because I'm sure they weren't as good as you would have been had you been asked to play on it. Well, listen, enjoy the sunshine, because I'm sure Madrid is lovely. I've never been to Madrid. I believe it's lovely.
It's gorgeous.
I bet it is. Well, listen, God bless you. And A Christmas Childhood is what we're going to play, which is you on the excellent Patrick Kavanagh Almost Everything CD. Thanks for taking the call, Sharon, and keep well, and God bless you. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Marty. God bless.
My great pleasure. Cheers for now. Bye.